Hi everyone, welcome to Synergy Traders number 27, the Tech Wizards 2021 conference. My name is David Cosmeter. I'm the creator of timingresearch.com, and these Synergy Trader events are a joint project between myself and Anka Metcalf of tradeoutloud.com. So we have a full lineup of 12 trading professionals for you today, all covering various tech, software, apps, platforms, algorithms, that sort of thing for you today. And Matt Ratliff of InvestiQuant is our first presenter for today. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to him.
Thanks, David. I am Matt Ratliff. I am with InvestiQuant here. And today we're going to be talking about auto trading with real results. So we're going to dig into this presentation. I'm going to try to keep it to the big picture, the main points, not take up too much of your time. But if you guys have questions as I'm going through this, feel free to type those into the chat. I'll try to get to all the questions that I can within our allotted time slots. So feel free to reach out and ask anything you want as I do this. Before we do get started, though, I do want to mention the risk disclosure. We will be looking at results based upon auto trading within this presentation. So it's important that you do read the risk disclosure and are aware of all that goes along with trading and the risk involved. All right, so this will be our agenda for today. We're going to start off just a quick background about InvestiQuant in case you're not familiar with who we are. We'll talk a little bit about what is auto trading. Auto trading is something that, you know, not everyone is familiar with, how it works, the processes involved. Then we'll show you how we do it. We have an S&P 500 auto trading portfolio. I'll give you an example of what an actual trading day looks like when you're auto trading, and then show you guys how you can learn more if it's something that is of interest to you. So first, just a little background about InvestiQuant. We were founded in 2008 by our CEO, Scott Andrews. I'm sure many of you guys that are attending right now are probably active traders, maybe day traders. Maybe you're familiar with him. He got his came to kind of fame in the trading universe by being an expert on trading opening gaps. So that's something a lot of day traders are very familiar with. If you're an investor, you probably have never heard of that, and that's not important. But it's an intraday trading strategy that does well in times of volatility and can create some pretty consistent trade setups that he became an expert on, shared that sort of research, and we have grown from there. We've got into machine learning. We were one of the first that I'm aware of to start getting into that for quantitative strategies. So that began in 2012. Shortly after that, we raised a little over $3 million in private investment capital to help scale the business so that we can build out our platforms and our proprietary strategies that we use for trading. Recently, we were named Newcomer of the Year by HFM Global, which is a hedge fund magazine, for our work with strategy development for a CTA, which trades futures. And it's a managed account type of program. But we were the strategy developer for them. Board members include Duke University Center for Quantitative Modeling's director. So we've kind of been at this for a long time, lots of experience. And just recently recognized as a finalist for Benzinga FinTech Awards. All right, so that's enough about us. Let's get into what is auto trading. Let me explain kind of what it is, how it works. The way we do auto trading here at InvestiQuant, the way we think of it, is as a systematic, fully automated trading solution. So when I say systematic, what I mean is the rules and everything involved in the trading strategies, the setups, that is all rules-based. It's systematized to where everything is programmable. You've got strict rules for what is a trade setup, when it will trigger, when it won't trigger, that sort of stuff. So that's kind of the systematic aspect of it. And then outside of that, there's also an automated aspect of it where you take the systematic strategy and you execute it automatically. So there's no hands of involved in the execution. It is all done via computers, APIs, and There's nothing for the user to actually do once it is all in place. So it is a kind of turnkey solution of trading strategies. And we like to do more than one trading strategy in our auto trading here. You can certainly auto trade a single trading strategy. We prefer multiple trading strategies, and that's because there's a lot of benefits that go along to trading multiple strategies as opposed to trading a single strategy. If you've ever looked at trading systems, you've probably noticed, you know, sometimes a trading system will do great in one period of time, but then, you know, if a market regime changes or something like that, it may not do as well. So we like to combine strategies in our auto trading, and that way you can have multiple strategies working for you at the same time, and hopefully that will help smooth the returns of the total portfolio of strategies. So we like to do multiples. They're all traded in your account, overseen by professionals. So it is a fully automated solution, but we do have professionals just making sure that the execution is going off as it should. You're double checking, you know, making sure that if we're expecting a trade to go off at the open, we're making sure that that trade does go off at the open and that the stops, the targets are all right where they need to be. So even though it is automated, we like to have a professional oversee the whole process. So we work with some professionals that do that as well. You know, some of the key benefits of it is you are able to leverage the expertise of others. So you, for example, might be a great buy and hold investor and have stocks that have done great for long periods of time, and those strategies can be awesome. But then there's times where the market will not cooperate with your strategy, and it's nice to have someone else's expertise kind of diversifying your returns during those times. So you may be great at something, but you can also reach out and take advantage of someone else's expertise, which can make for a beautiful combination when you've got multiple experts on your side. There's no software to install or manage. You don't have to download data or fire up a machine and turn it on and all that sort of stuff. It's all done automatically, and you are able to maintain complete access to your account. There is the login information, your money, all that stuff stays in your name, so you control all of that information. So here's kind of how the process works for auto trading, and it all starts with strategy development. So when I say you leverage expertise of others, this is where that all starts. So first thing is to have strategies. We've got strategies that have been created using a great piece of software that we actually developed a handful of years ago that was built for strategy development. We use that to build strategies, and we have for many years. Once we create our strategies, we set them up in what's called a signal server, which is technology that we created about 5 years ago that takes the strategy information and tells us any time that the strategy is going to be true for the day, meaning all the criteria is met. Whenever that happens, it takes that strategy information and actually turns it into a tradable, executable signal. So that app sits inside of a co-located building in the CME Exchange up in Chicago, and it takes the information, turns it into what is an actual tradable signal that is then sent to the executing broker, and then the broker is the one that actually oversees the execution process and double checks everything on a daily basis just to make sure that it's all working properly. So it all starts with strategy creation. We send the vetted strategies once they have been created. They've held up out of sample for years, that sort of stuff. We do all of our vigorous testing. Once we see that it's something that's worth trading, then it gets included into what we would call a portfolio. And then next time it triggers, it is turned into a signal that is executed by the broker. All of this is done without you having to lift a finger. So it's all automated once you are set up. So let me talk a little bit about our version of auto trading. We've got what we call called the S&P 500 Auto Trading Portfolio. And this is a portfolio of trading strategies that have been built over the past decade or so. Some of them, the longest strategies have about a decade of experience. The shortest strategies, the youngest strategies within the portfolio are a little bit over 3 years old. So they're all strategies that have been out of sample, have been traded for at least 3 years in live trading. And it's a collection of 9 different strategies, and they can have some variations of each that are tailored for different market environments, for different volatility environments, for markets that are very strong bullish markets or very strong bearish markets, or maybe it's a range-bound markets. They're able to take advantage of the different types of market environments, and they do so in an intraday only fashion. So one of the unique things about the way that we trade here is we only trade within the regular trading hours. So there's no overnight exposure. You're not exposed to giant gaps that could happen and catch you off sides in the overnight session, shock news that comes out overnight, that sort of thing. You're sitting out of all of that sort of information and you're flat. But during the day, if there's a favorable trade setup, it will take it and it will be out by the close of regular trading hours, which is 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time for those of you that trade the U.S. markets. It trades all kinds of different volatility environments, with one exception is we tend to stay out of the most extreme volatility. And part of that is just due to there's really not a whole lot of quantitative data that you can use to study those scenarios when you're making historic volatility. So we tend to sit out of extreme volatility, but outside of extreme volatility, we can pretty much trade any condition. And we use machine learning, which creates adaptive signals as a primary source of our edge. And we've got multiple edges that create those 9 strategies, but a key piece is based upon that machine learning, which is a bit unique to most strategies that you see. And that's based upon the machine learning that we started back in 2012. So the portfolio is it's well balanced. We trade the S&P 500 E-mini futures. If you're familiar with futures, that would be called the ES contract. Our suggested minimum investment is $50,000, and it's split up to where it takes longs and shorts almost half the time. So it trades both sides of the markets. It's very, very similar in which side it'll trade on any given day. It could go either way. And then we take advantage of mean reversion and momentum trades. As I mentioned, Scott Andrews, our CEO, he first kind of made a name for himself with gap trading, which is a form of mean reversion trading. And we became, experts at that, and have since also found other very strong edges in the momentum space, which have been some of the stronger edges that we've been seeing here, at least in the recent months of trading. So we take advantage of both, and it is split up about 50-50 between the two. And the whole idea is, we're trying to create non-correlated returns that will be better than the S&P 500. So even though we're trading the S&P 500, we're trying to outperform it. And the way to do that is to not trade exactly the same way that the S&P is going to be moving. So long, short trades and mean reversion and momentum version really helps to take advantage of that. So there's a couple reasons why we think the auto trading is a great solution. First one being, capital appreciation. That's what everybody's trying to do. Everybody's trying to make money. And what we're able to do here is the different strategies, the longs, the shorts, mean reversions, momentum, are able to create a portfolio that can outperform the S&P by quite a sizable amount. And the chart that we're looking at right here shows the S&P 500 since 2018 in the blue line. So the markets have seen really differing environments since 2018. You know, we were at all-time highs. We ended up seeing a very volatile year there for about 18 months or so. And then we took off back to the upside. And then, you know, last March, we saw a historically quick sell-off into a bear market that has since taken right back off to the upside. And the S&P, although it's been volatile during different periods, it has done pretty solid movements to the upside. If you look at it as a big picture, you know, it's not far off of 50% up since then. So it's been a pretty strong investment vehicle since 2018, but it's seen a lot of different environments. And if you look at the orange line, that is our auto trading portfolio that is trading the S&P, but it's doing so with our different strategies. And you can see it's able to just kind of climb higher the entire time. It's just marching higher throughout the entire look back period and the different environments where the S&P is maybe going sideways or choppy or selling off at different periods. You'll notice the auto trading portfolio is able to take advantage of some of that volatility that would be a selling day or something in the S&P and potentially be going short on those days. And you can see that the outperformance is quite significant. So where the S&P is just under 50% up during this entire look back period, the IQ auto trading portfolio is up over 150% during that same look back period. And one of the other key benefits of it is the diversification. So like I said, it's trading the S&P 500, but it's getting drastically different results than the S&P 500. So this table that we're looking at here is showing us all of the negative months that have taken place in the S&P 500 since 2018. So there have been 12 losing months since 2018 in the S&P 500. If you were to add up the results of all of those losing months, so just the months that went down since 2018, all of those months combined for almost minus 60%, just shy of that dating back to 2018. So there's been some pretty sizable months in there. And if you look at, had you traded the S&P 500 portfolio, the auto trading portfolio during that same time, those months are often some of the better months. The down months in the S&P often creates great volatility, which is awesome for day trading. It's not necessarily great for buy and hold strategies, which tend to do a little bit better in the lower volatility environments, but high volatility can be great for intraday trading. And that's what the S&P 500 auto trading portfolio does. So, you know, it's not perfect. It doesn't always do great in sell-off months, but on average, it has done really well when the market is going down. So if you look at, let me just point out some of the ones that aren't perfect because I don't want to avoid those. I'm going to show you, you know, March 2020 was a giant down month in the S&P. And if you look here at the chart on the other side, here we go. You can see the blue pullback in the equity chart. That was when we just had historic volatility to the downside. And you'll notice our chart here just kind of goes sideways a little bit and down a little bit over that same. There was about a 2-month period there where it was just crazy. But you can see we were zero for that month. And that's because of the shutoffs that we had in place because there was historic volatility. So we actually sat out of that month and we did not have any trades whatsoever. So outperformed it. That's what the green highlighting is showing, is the outperformance of any month compared to the S&P. But then again, it did not have a great month. I mean, it was just flat. If you look at December of 2018, you know, the S&P was down 9.18% and our portfolio was down 10.3%. So we were pretty similar that month. So we're not always perfect with different results that are better than the S&P, but we're often uncorrelated. And you can see some of these others, like September of 2020, where the market was down sizably, almost 4%. And the auto trading had one of its better months in history, up 24%, or even just recently, January 2021, markets down a bit. We are up a sizable amount there for the month. All right, so here are the performance results for the S&P 500 portfolio, and this is the entire history. These strategies are all strategies that have been traded live in some sort of account since 2018. Now, what's different is in June 18th of 2020, we took all of these strategies and combined them into a single portfolio. So that was the first time all of the strategies were combined into a single account that could be used for trading, for tracking these results as well. And you can see where that line is on the chart. But if you look at the entire composite and look at the results of those, you can see the results that I'm showing here are based upon the suggested minimum investment of $50,000. So if you're looking at a percentage number, that's an average return or whatever, that's based upon a $50,000 account. The average annual return just up over 52%. So very strong returns. That equates to about $26,000 per year. Some of the key metrics: Sharpe ratio, 1.55%. The Kalmar ratio, which is similar to a ratio that would look at the total results divided by the drawdown, and that's over 3, which is a kind of a key number to pay attention to. That's a very strong number. The strategies trade about every other day on average. So you're in the market for about 50%, just under 50% of the tradable days in a given year. So you're not in the market every single day. You are sitting in cash about half of the time here in this portfolio. Its winning days are just under 60%. So coming in about 58% there as far as what days win and what days lose. And that daily win rate is, you know, the actual result at the end of the day. The strategies can have higher win rates. In fact, many of them do have higher win rates. They may have, you know, upwards of 70%, which tends to get pretty high. We don't have a whole lot that is above 70. I don't know if we have anything above 75. And then some of the strategies may be like a 50% win rate where they aim to make a lot more in profits than they lose when they trade. Whereas some of the higher win rate strategies would not have such big winners compared to the losses that they may take. But you can see that the win rate is, you know, close to 60%. The average daily win is a bit larger than the average daily loss. So you've got a win rate that's on your side on top of the fact that it tends to make more money when it wins than what it loses on a losing day. Max drawdown is just shy of 20%. So it's making about 52%, 53%, and the max drawdown is about 20%. So those might be a little bit higher numbers than what you're used to seeing from typical investment vehicles, where maybe you're looking to make or lose 15%. You know, we go more aggressive because we're trying to really outperform the markets, and we're able to get those really aggressive returns. But that does mean, you know, drawdowns 20% is reasonable. And I'm sure at some point in the future, it'll be larger than that. That's how these things tend to work. Your largest drawdown tends to always be in front of you. So that 19.69% drawdown equates to $9,800 or about $9,900, just shy of that, which is using, again, this $50,000 suggested minimum investment. And I do have a question here asking, can it be traded with less than 50? Yes, it actually can be traded with less than 50. That's just something you got to set up with the broker. So that could be done. All right, let's keep moving. And let me show you. We'll take a look here at January. So January just finished. I figure this is a great example to show everybody just finished trading the month of January. And we saw some volatility in January. The chart here on the left is the S&P 500. And we had a nice start to the year that pretty much gave it all back up in the final week of trading. So we pushed higher a good amount early on. We saw a lot of small winning days. And then late in the month, we just had a sizable sell-off to end up closing the month down a little bit over 1%. So in the table to the right, you can see the daily results of this most recent month. And it'll kind of help give you a feel for how often it trades and how the results can look on any given day. So like I said, the portfolio doesn't trade every single day. It trades about half the days, and you'll see a handful of days in here with zeros, and those are days that it's not trading. We had a little bit more active month in December than we normally do, and that helps to boost the returns. You know, when you've got a system with a positive expectancy, you want it to trade as often as possible, because the more trades you can get with a positive expectancy, the better your results should be. And we had a more active month that took place in January here, just because there was a lot of good setups and some decent volatility as well. So just, you know, looking at a handful of these more recent days, which will be a little bit fresher in your memory. End of January, January 29th, that was Friday, last Friday. The market was down sizably, you know, minus 1.93%. This shows an example of how we can take advantage of both directions. So we were trading on the short side on that day and able to take advantage of that volatility to the downside. So even though the S&P sold off, you know, nearly 2% for the session, taking advantage of the short side and the S&P automated auto trading portfolio was able to make almost 4% for the day. And we had a handful of days that were kind of like that there to finish up the month. So last Thursday, the S&P had a decent day. It's this green candlestick here. We did have a nice push higher there. It was up almost 1%. We were also trading on the long side that day and was up just shy of 4% on that day. On the 27th, you know, that was another big down day in the market. You can see this giant red candle here. So over 2.5% down day in the S&P, but the auto trading portfolio, you know, able to take advantage of that volatility on the downside and had almost the opposite, almost exactly the opposite result, being plus 2.8%. January 26 is an interesting example, because that was a day you can see kind of this doji looking candlestick here, if you're a technician, where the market didn't really do a whole lot. It traded both sides of the open and ended up closing around that same location and had a flat day, but the portfolio was able to take advantage of, you know, the range bound session that took place and had a very nice day taking place there, almost or a little over 3.5% for the day. But you can see there's lots of results here that are very different. And when you add them all up, you get to the end of it, you'll notice that it results in sizable outperformance. And January was a good month. I'm not going to say that this was an average month. The volatility that we've had has just been so great. It's given us a lot of additional opportunities to take trades with bigger targets on them, which allow you to get some really, really nice results. So when you've got high volatility, that's often, you know, not something that is favorable for buy and hold like investment strategies, but we're taking advantage of just the intraday trading, and having that type of additional volatility allows us to shoot for some bigger targets where you can make some really big results, and that can be huge as you're over to benefiting your overall investment portfolio when you've got something that can take advantage of volatility in each way, where you may be losing on your buy and hold stuff, but on your intraday portfolio you're making up for all those losses and hopefully a lot more. So you can see a lot more of these results here. Again, not every day was perfect here. If you look at January 19th, you can see the S&P was up almost 1%, and we were down about 5% that day. So it doesn't always work out perfectly. We had some losses here. In fact, we had some sizable losses here in January as well, but we were able to catch some sizable winners to make up for those, like this 8.5% day. So that was just January 2021. Here's the actual monthly statement. We have a tracking account that we use to track all of the results. So here's the live tracking account results for 2021. This is a monthly statement you can see circled with the date on it from Friday, which was January 29th. So that was the last trading day of January. These accounts can sometimes be a little difficult to read, but the way that it works is it shows you the balance at the beginning of the month, which I'm not sure if you can see my cursor or not, but right above the highlighted section for the January result, you'll see the beginning balance. That's what the account had in it going into January. At the end of January, the result was an additional $11,000.80 of activity. So that's the actual January January result. And when you add the January result to the beginning balance, you end up with the ending balance, which is what the account profits are at the end of January, which is showing you that $25,889. And that $25,889 represents all of the profits it's made since we opened up this tracking account. And that was opened up on June 28th of 2020. So about 7 months of trading in the live markets here. And this is after, you know, actual commissions, all of slippage, all that sort of stuff that you deal with in trading. It's up just shy of $26,000. It's doing so trading in a IRA. So that's may not be what you would want to do, but this account is set up in an IRA. We've got a lot of clients that use IRAs to trade this as well. And this is simply trading one portfolio unit. So the $50,000 account is what that's basically trading. And then these profits, or all these numbers here, are just the profits on top of the starting amount. So that's what that's showing. And this $11,080 is the January result for just last month. All right, so here's an example of what auto trading, what an auto trading day looks like with us. This was January 20th, so just a couple weeks ago. And on this day, we're trading the E-mini S&P futures. We had three strategies trigger. All of the strategies entered long at or right around the open, which you can see in that green area, or the green arrow at the bottom left of the chart. That was the entry for the session. If you look at the table to the right, you can see they all entered long. They all had various risk amounts allowed for the day. And all of our strategies do have stops on them. We don't trade anything that just enters the market and lets it ride. You know, we firmly believe you need to have an uncle point for every trade that you get into. So we have stops on everything that we use. So, you know, we know where we're wrong and we'll take our losses when that happens. On this day, you can see the potential risk. That's where the stop loss would be for the day. Varied from $687 up to $875. So they all had a little bit different stops available on them. And then the reward potential on them was a little bit different. So we had targets for the first signal. The target was looking to make $1,450. That was hit about in the middle of the session. And that's where the first red arrow is pointing to, where it was exiting at. And then at the next two strategies, the potential reward was unlimited. And what we mean by that is, it's holding for a time stop, basically. It's those were holding for somewhere around the end of the day. So a lot of times we've found strategies that look to hit home runs, try to catch those really big winners. The best way to exit those is to exit around the end of the session. And we've done a lot of research into how exactly we do it. But as a general, you know, kind of principle that you might be able to take away from that is, you know, if you're hoping to catch a trend day, trend days tend to open on one end and close on the opposite end. So if you're waiting until you get to the end of the day, that would ideally be where the optimal exit would be on those types of trend days. And we do try to catch trend days because those can really juice your returns. And on this day, we had two of them that were trying to catch trend days, and they did. They didn't quite get out right at the top, but you know, you never catch the peak exactly to the tick. But they had great days. So, you know, this second strategy, it was risking $775 and it made $1,415, a little change. And then the other one as well got out around the same time and made the same amount, risking just a little bit more. But when you look at it all together, you had three strategies that triggered at the open. It was risking $2,337.50. And at the end of the day, ended up with a profit of $4,280.50. So that's an example of what a typical type of trading day could look like. We had several days that looked pretty similar to this just over the past few weeks. So we don't always get three strategies. You know, sometimes we'll have zero, sometimes we'll have one. We can have up to positions of nine total, which has rarely ever takes place, and really only takes place in super super low volatility. And the reason even why it could take that much is because we have risk parameters that will allow us to take up to $4,000 of risk on any given day. So that means you could take up to 9 different positions, assuming the stops are small enough that you're not going to risk more than $4,000. If they were to need more than that much of risk for a day, then it would not trade them all. It would cap it out to where it could only risk 4,000 on a day. All right. So why IQ auto trading? We offer compelling risk-adjusted returns, as you saw the chart with the S&P 500. We had sizable outperformance. You know, we're not perfect with it, but we like to think we do a pretty good job, and our clients would agree with us as well. And we've certainly seen better performance than the S&P 500. But that's what we're going for, and we're trying to do so with less risk, so that you're not necessarily taking some of those giant drawdowns that the S&P sometimes sees. And we're also doing this with very low correlation to the stock market. As we looked at the January results there, just recent trading here in the last month, you saw that the S&P 500 was down just over 1%, and the portfolio had a stellar month, up 22%. So it's not always that drastic, but the correlation is fairly low with the stock market. And then we allow you 100% visibility control of your account. We don't actually hold any of your funds. In fact, at InvestiQuant, we would never even see your funds. That would sit at a brokerage account who would oversee the process for you. They actually hold your money, and they're the ones that are overseeing the execution and everything. They're actually doing that. So you stay complete control over your account, over your funds. There's no like lockup periods that you would be used to seeing if you're getting into a hedge fund or CTA. Sometimes they make you commit to holding your funds for a year or 3 months, 6 months, whatever. None of that happens here. If you get in and something changes, maybe you got to pull out money for college education or something like that, you can do that and be out of it the next day. So you're totally in control. And then, as I said, hands-free, worry-free. You've got, once the account's set up, there's really nothing for you to do. You simply license it and set up the account with the broker. The broker oversees the entire process. We send the signals to the broker. The broker executes them for you, and you get the statements at the end of the day letting you know how the trading day went, or at the end of the month, however you choose to do it. But it is completely hands-free, 100% automated, with someone overseeing the entire process. So it kind of takes you away from having to do any of the work, having to pay for data fees or any of that sort of stuff. And then I did mention we are trading the ES, which is the S&P 500 futures. There's a lot of benefits that go along with that. I'm sure not everybody's familiar with what that is, but one of the key benefits of futures is you get special tax treatment. So it's called the 1256 tax treatment, and it allows your profits to be taxed at a lower rate than what they would normally be if you're just trading stocks. So that's something you can talk about with your CPA if you have one or something, but that is something to be aware of. And we've got clients from team members, shareholders, friends, families, parents, lots of people trading this as well. So let me go ahead and hit this last slide and show you how you can learn more if you're interested. Best way to do that is just to go to our website. If you go to our website, investiquant.com, right there on the homepage, there's a little section for you to fill out your name and email. And if you fill that out, we'll be able to send you more detailed information about the program that we have, the results, all that sort of stuff. So that is right on our homepage. You can also email us info@investiquant.com. I will either see that, or maybe Scott will see that, or Brian, somebody from our team will see that and be able to get back with you if you've got any other questions. Brokerage statements, daily results, all that stuff is available upon request. And also, if you fill out that form on that homepage there, investiquant.com, we'll probably be doing another webinar in the next week or two. So if you fill out your name there, that'll get you an invite to the next webinar if you want to come and learn more. So questions here. The slide showing $25,000 in gains since last summer was actual results after including commissions and a real account. Yes. Let me go back to that and explain that, because it's not obvious if you don't know what you're looking at. So yes, this $25,889.39 that's down here, it says net liquidating value. That is the total profit for the tracking account, this IRA. This is actually Scott Andrews' account. He's our CEO. So you can see his name up there. But that $25,889 in profits, that is the total results of actual trading. This is pulled straight out of his IRA since he started trading it in June of 2020. So he started right at the end of the month. That was the first time we had all of these strategies together in one account where they could all be traded just as a single portfolio. You know, prior to that, they had all been traded, but in different accounts. So it wasn't easy for tracking like this one is. So yes, those results right there, just shy of $26,000 since June 28th, 2020. It's about 7 months of trading this portfolio. Those are real results after commissions were paid, after any slippage or whatnot. Those are the actual results and the exact same results that you would get if you were trading it as well, because all of the trades are done in what's called a block account. So everyone that's trading it gets the exact same fills. Nobody's getting favorable treatment or whatnot. Everybody goes into the same allocation, and then your trades are averaged out. If there's multiple fills, everybody gets the same average entry price and exit price. So they're able to adjust all of that at the brokerage account. Are the exact strategies trading accounts the same ones that would be traded in my account? Yes. So all of the strategies are exactly the same. Like what I was just pointing out there is the executions are exactly the same. The strategies are exactly the same. So if you're in it, you're getting the exact same trades that our CEO is getting. You know, there's nothing that's different about it. Everything is exactly the same. Let's see. What size account do I need to start? Let me pull this up. So we suggest for account size, we suggest 50,000. However, you can be a little bit more aggressive with that, and you would still get the same results. So you can do on the low end, if you wanted to get started, you could do somewhere around 30,000 to 40,000 would still be enough to trade it. Beyond that, you're probably going to be a little too light on funds if you don't have at least 30,000. And that's because, you know, there are margin requirements in futures trading that you have to be able to cover. And you want to, you know, have a little bit of room for a drawdown, because, you know, drawdowns happen. In fact, we just had one late fall that we've pulled out of. You can kind of see here on this equity curve. Not sure if you can see my cursor. But and what was what would have been, you know, right around the end of October, beginning of November area, you can kind of see this pullback in the equity curve. It pulls back and spikes back up and then pulls back again and kind of goes sideways. And then we really took off to the upside in January, making those new all-time highs. So you want to have a little bit of money available as well, just to take advantage or to be prepared for the drawdowns, because drawdowns happen. You know, we can't predict when a drawdown is going to happen. If we could do that, we would just not trade during those days. So we obviously can't predict that, but you do want to be prepared for when that is something that's going to take place in the future, because it inevitably will. That's just part of trading. Aren't futures risky? So, you know, futures have gotten a little bit of a bad rep. And honestly, a lot of it is because a lot of people trade futures without stops. And a lot of these kind of, if you look up different systems that are traded, you'll see a lot of like swing trading people trade without stops. And that's where it gets really, really risky for you, because they are a leveraged product. So if you don't know what you're doing, you're not using a stop, it can certainly be risky. We do not take that approach at all, though. We think that is unwise for someone to do with their money. So we use stops on every single trade. You can kind of see on this example, the stops that we were using here just recently. This isn't anything unordinary for us to have stops of around these numbers, somewhere, you know, $600-$700 for something. So when you've got a stop in there, that's going to keep you from getting any crazy outsized risk that you might have seen with some other futures products. So really, I don't, the way that we do it, they're not necessarily any riskier than any other, you know, trading the SPYs or whatever. But you do get the tax benefits, which are huge in futures. So I think they're a better product to trade than just trading some of the stocks. See a couple more questions. I'm at the end of my time, guys. I do see questions here that pricing, we got some broker stuff. If you guys have those questions, go to our homepage, which is right there on investaquant.com. Let me just pull this browser over, you can see. So if you go to our homepage, investaquant.com, fill out this request auto trading information, name, email, you can put in your broker there as well. If you have any other questions, you can type them into this question box and that will get sent to us. We'll be able to send you that information about the different brokers, the pricing, all that sort of stuff. But go ahead and fill out that information. Again, this is at investaquant.com and we'll be able to get that information out to you, and I won't have to go over my allotted time slot here.
Hey, Matt, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
Would it be possible to, since this is all futures, do any of your clients, or is it possible to trade it with like one of the prop firm type accounts, like Top Step Trader or One Up Trader or anything like that?
If, you know, we don't have any of like Top Step clientele that I'm aware of trading it, but I'm not sure of anything that would prohibit that. They would just have, as long as they had the funding in the account and were able to get it enabled by their risk manager there at their prop firm, that would probably work. They just, I know a little bit about those where you've got to stay within whatever your risk parameters are for the firm that you're working for. So as long as they had risk allocation that would work with it, then I don't see why it wouldn't work for them. That's a good question.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's just something I thought of while you were talking about that. So, all right. Well, did you have anything else? Or?
No, that's. I'll go ahead and end it there. I know we've got others about to hop on. So That's it for me, guys. Thank you for showing up. Fill out this form if you've got other questions or want more information at investaquant.com. We'll be happy to get back to you with all of the other information.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.